From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Afghanistan officials now say there are at least 95 people dead, more than 163 others wounded in Kabul, Afghanistan, after a suicide car bomber detonated an ambulance in a crowded area outside a government building. The Taliban immediately took responsibility for plotting that attack. Although North and South Korea continue talks ahead of next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea, the nuclear threat the North poses is still on the minds of world leaders. That includes U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who says the United States will continue to hold the line and provide credible military options to diplomats working to de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
Our response to this threat remains diplomacy-led, backed up with military options available to ensure that our diplomats are understood to be speaking from a position of strength.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is supporting President Donald Trump's immigration reform proposal announced this week. In a speech on immigration and national security in Norfolk, Virginia, Sessions said a merit-based immigration system would be in the U.S. national interest. Sessions also suggests that there are links between immigration, terrorism, and crime. He blamed lax migration laws for allowing terrorists into the country.
Any crime committed by improperly vetted immigrants, especially illegal aliens, is by definition a preventable crime.
In addition to eliminating family-sponsored migration, the plan would establish a $25 billion trust fund for a wall along the Mexican border, providing funding for the president's core campaign promise. That money would also be for other ports of entry and exit enhancements to the northern border with Canada. This is VOA News.